Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tomorrow's caucuses in Nevada will mark a turning point in the presidential race. It's the first ethnically diverse state to vote in the 2020 Democratic primary and the first state where labor unions will play a decisive role in the outcome. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd is in Las Vegas, where those two powerful forces are often one in the same.
Hello?
This is a political machine at work.
This is Chris from the Culinary Union. How are you doing today?
Members of the Culinary Union are pounding the phones to get their fellow casino servers and laundry workers to show up on caucus day tomorrow. The Culinary Union represents 60,000 hospitality workers in Nevada, and its membership looks almost nothing like the voters in Iowa or New Hampshire. They come from 178 different countries, speak more than 40 different languages, and nearly 80% are Latino, Asian, or Black. Mario Sandoval is a proud voter, union member, and server at Binion's Casino.
In the steakhouse. I've been in that same room for 35 years.
What's the energy around caucus week? Because I know the energy in Las Vegas is always high, but like, is it different now?
The buzz is here. It's at work.
Sandoval caucused early this year, and according to the rules, he was allowed to mark three names on the ballot.
Tom Steyer sticks out to me like a sore thumb.
In a good way.
In a very good way. So does Joe Biden, and then I picked Pete.
Number three.
Three, yeah.
Sandoval is an immigrant and a cancer survivor, and he doesn't want anyone messing with his union health plan.
You can't argue with me about our health care. It saved my life, you know. If I didn't have this health care, I probably wouldn't be here.
Which is why he supported a moderate like Tom Steyer.
He believes in health care for all, you know, not just, but choice, you know. He believes in DACA, TPS. I mean, those are all important to me, you know, especially because, you know, my mom brought me here when I was young. I was undocumented. I got documented after I came over.
We've been asking people around the country what their dream would be in 2020. What's their American dream? What does the American dream mean to you in 2020? And I wonder what your answer to that question is.
I've lived the American dream to me. I've got my kids. I bought a home. But in 2020, I don't care what the Democrats do, but they just need to get Trump out of office for 2020. That's really what needs to happen to me.
And that is something the union's leadership can agree with.
My dream is to defeat President Trump.
Gioconda Arguello-Klein is Culinary Secretary Treasurer and the public face of a union that is majority female.
And not have him anymore as a president, because I see how he makes suffer the families. And that upset me a lot because I'm a mother.
But the process of nominating a Democrat who can make her dream come true has already proven difficult. Last week, Culinary sent a candidate scorecard to its members that said frontrunner Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would jeopardize and replace the union's health coverage. And remember how Mario Sandoval felt about that.
You can't argue with me about our health care.
Because Culinary's health care plan is widely considered the best in Nevada. There's even a health clinic just for its members. But Arguello-Klein didn't predict how severe the backlash would be when she spoke out to protect it.
After we did that scorecard, we've been under attack.
By Bernie Sanders supporters?
Yes. We've been an incredible under attack, and the attack has been to the two women of color, to Bethany Khan, she's our communication director, and to myself.
Well, tell me about what kind of threats you're talking about.
Well, threat like you're never going to be able to work anymore, like physical threat, calling names, because I came from Nicaragua, and I came in 1979, had political asylum, accused me for terrible sins. You know, I've been in this country 40 years. This is my country.
The dust-up between Culinary and the Sanders campaign became such a big deal that Pete Buttigieg forced Sanders to address it in Wednesday's debate.
Most Americans believe we need to empower workers. As a matter of fact, you're the one who is at war with the Culinary Union right here in Las Vegas.
We got more union support than you have ever dreamed of.
And then he said this.
We have over 10.6 million people on Twitter, and 99.9% of them are decent human beings, are working people, are people who believe in justice, compassion, and love. And if there are a few people who make ugly remarks, who attack trade union leaders, I disown those people. They are not part of our movement.
So, how did a union of immigrant cooks, bartenders, and kitchen workers develop enough power to become a major talking point in a presidential contest? To find out, I went to the Palms Casino in Las Vegas.
Who's got the power?
We got the power!
We got the power!
Union power!
Just hours before the debate, Arguello Klein was leading a picket line of workers. The union hasn't endorsed a candidate, but the event attracted most of them. Elizabeth Warren, Tom Steyer, Joe Biden, Amy Klobuchar. They called on the resort to recognize a 2018 vote by its workers to unionize. And that's where I asked UNLV law professor Ruben Garcia to meet me a few hours after the crowds dispersed.
Was it any surprise to you that an event like that happened a couple of days before caucusing?
It wasn't a surprise to me because one of the goals of the union has been to connect its political action, political activity, with its actions to get more workers covered by the culinary workers contract.
Garcia has followed labor's social and legal impact on Nevada for years.
The union is more than 85 years old, so it is has a lot of history behind it in terms of building, you know, not just yesterday or, you know, last year, but building a strong labor movement for, you know, 80 years or more. So I think that I think in my research I've found a number of sort of elements of their success. One is their political action and political activity. Another is their engagement with immigrants and immigration issues. And also, again, they're trying to show their value to their members through contract victories, through better health care benefits than are available to many other unionized workers actually in the valley, and also contract provisions that actually assist the members in terms of their immigration issues.
In fact, the union says that it's helped 18,000 immigrants become U.S. citizens since 2001. And culinary isn't the only union in town.
Our community is now realizing that we have to go out there and vote.
Grace Vergara Mokhtal heads up SEIU Local 1107, a union that represents hospital and public sector workers across the state. And when she says our community, she's referring to Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, or API. It's the fastest growing ethnic group in Nevada, which now makes up about 10% of the population. And Vergara Mokhtal says up to 70% of SEIU's hospital workers. The union hasn't endorsed a candidate, but it's urging its members to vote.
In 2016, we helped Senator Cortez Masto get elected. And in 2018, the API votes helped to put the first Democratic governor in 20 years. So when we talk to the API community, they vote and they really make a difference. That's why you see a lot of candidates right now that are courting the API community. API was always an afterthought in the past. It shouldn't be.
And this is personal for you because I understand you immigrated yourself from the Philippines.
I did. I came here as an adult sometime 30 years ago. And I was told, when you're in the Philippines, you were told that coming to America is a life-changing. You know, it's the land of opportunity. It's a great land, right? I came here and I can see that it is, but at the same time, my first job is at $3.50, mopping floors in the video store. Mm. And then I was able to push myself to work at Kaiser Permanente, and they have union.
Well, and look at you now. You're in charge. Do you think your own story demonstrates what's going on with the Asian American community in Nevada?
I think so.
So I asked the union leader that same question we've been asking Americans around the country. What's her dream for 2020?
My American dream is that people have the same opportunity that I have.
And to Vergara Maktal, that means strong labor unions and health care for all, something many Nevada Democrats will have in mind when they caucus tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd in Las Vegas.